Some time ago, my wife found an article in the Monthly Advertiser. It's a free advertising paper which is delivered by the postman, regardless of whether or not we get letters. So we get this paper coming on average about once a month, as its name would suggest. Now, I managed to enlarge the article that my wife found so that I'd be able to read it to you with a little bit of ease. So here we go on this article. It's from the fact file in their paper, and it says, "Sheep remember faces." Now, sheep can recognise the faces of at least 50 other sheep and 10 humans. Researchers found that after seeing the 60 faces over the course of a few weeks, the sheep remembered all of them for at least 2 years. As an aside, I have a job remembering a face after 2 minutes, let alone 2 years. So, anyway, returning to the article, not only did the sheep recognise the faces, but like humans, they were also able to pick up on emotional cues in facial expressions. Sheep can distinguish between different expressions in humans, and they can detect changes in the faces of anxious sheep. They also prefer smiling human faces to angry ones. Researchers found that the faces of humans who look after sheep can end up being categorised in the same way as a highly familiar member of the flock. Friendly humans effectively become honorary sheep. Now, this implies that sheep feel an affiliation with their shepherd. Now, I know that's a little bit light-hearted, but I mean, it does bear out a lot of things which have been said about the church by Jesus Christ. And so today, in the time which is available to me, I'd like to draw an analogy between the sheep and the goats that roam the fields and a group of people who sometimes behave rather like them. Now, this is because as God's people, we should be like sheep and follow the Good Shepherd wherever he is leading us. Now, I'd like to turn now to the book of John and chapter 10 and read verses 1 to 6. Now, the parable that Jesus gives us here gives a manner in which the shepherd approaches his sheep and also the response of the sheep. And the response is very much as the article suggests. You know, they respond to smiling faces, they respond to quiet, calm voices, and they respond to being led rather than being pushed and shoved around. Now, John chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, they go before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger." Now, it's very much like the sheep in the field. The sheep will follow the voice that they know. They will reply, if you like, to the voice of somebody knocking the bucket containing the food and come galloping towards them. But, you know, by and large, if it's someone that they don't know, the sheep won't take any notice and they will tend to view the whole thing rather suspiciously. Now, it's a situation, you know, the robber enters in, but he climbs over the gate rather than going through the gate. And unfortunately, into the Church of God, a robber did come in. And if we drop down now to verse 10, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." Now, unfortunately, a thief did come into the fold and the sheep were scattered. Voices that were no longer recognisable as the voices of God's ministers echoed through the corridors of God's church, and it did have a tremendous impact on God's church. And as a result, there are many sheep out there in strange fields And some of those sheep are still trying to find their way back to pastures they recognise. And it is one of those things, you know. The thief came in and the flock was scattered. And this is very much as the church is today. And if we turn back into the book of Daniel and read in Daniel 12, verse 7, we see that there are times coming very, very soon now, because we're well into the last days, when the scattering of God's people will come to an end. The sheep of God's pasture will be brought together again as the good shepherd's flock once more. And in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 7 we read, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that lives for ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time, when he shall have accomplished this, to scatter the power of the holy people. And all these things shall be finished." So the time is coming when the scattering of God's flock will have been completed, that the flock will be brought back together, and God's people will be together again to hear the messages in a place of safety, so that they can learn to put into effect what they have been taught throughout the years. Now, I'd like you to turn back into the book of Matthew this time, but here to Matthew chapter 25, and we read verses 31 to 34. As God's people, all those who qualified us as sheep will come to inherit the kingdom. And it is as sheep that we have to live, you know, to recognize the way that we should be living, you know, to respond to the voice of Jesus Christ, the voice that we know, the voices that we have come to understand over the years. And in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 34, we read the following. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him he shall gather, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world." It is, you know, very much a question that those who behave as sheep and respond in the way that sheep respond, that will come to be part of that kingdom when it comes. You know, sheep behave in some very funny ways. My wife and I often see sheep on the way here, and we look at them, and you sometimes see one sheep going across the field, but behind that one sheep, there's a whole line of other sheep following him. And then you look at it another time, and you don't see the sheep all together like that one following another, but you find them all over the place, scattered around the field, little groups here and there. And we should be, as the sheep, following our good shepherd, learning how to do the things that we should be doing, and following in the words of Jesus Christ. And we should be following the good shepherd.